Well, I've always felt the way I did in the last campaign. I mean, I felt for some time that publicly financed elections are the way to go, that would save the taxpayers a fortune. It would keep, because of one thing, it would keep us from having these tyrants with a lot of money take over, and really like Perry's been in office now 10 or 12 years. He should not have been. I mean, we should have term limits. It's all part of ethics reform. A publicly funded election would have a limited amount. They'd have TV time for everybody. And it's America. Anybody can run. But when you got these Mike Bloombergs, whatever party they're in, and particularly he's also, done away with the rule about term limits in New York. So he's got a lot of people very upset with him. That's kind of, of course it doesn't work usually. I mean, Tony Sanchez is the poster boy for that. You can't necessarily buy an election just because you're a rich man. But it would be better if everybody was equally represented. And that'd be fair, and that a lot of places do that. A lot of countries do it.
Now, I know you had a lot of small individual donors during your last race, but I guess you got the help of a large donor last time out, but you still feel like getting away from that is the best thing to do.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's another can of worms. I have seen the error of my ways. You know, I've seen the light that running as an independent in Texas, is not best foot forward. After I saw it, after I realized that it hasn't worked in 160 years at any level, except Sam Houston, it's never been accomplished. So I really should have thought of that last time, and that was a political mistake on my part. And I think as an independent, you got to take whatever you can take. You're not going to get any money from the Democrats or Republicans. So it's a lost cause. I think here in Texas, I think had I run as a Democrat last time, there's a good shot that I would have been governor by now.